With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It happened as people were gathered to observe Palm Sunday, Russian missiles striking the Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing at least 34 people, wounding more than 110 others, President Trump condemning the attack.
I think it was terrible, and I was told they made a mistake, but I think it's a horrible thing. I think the whole war is a horrible thing.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the Russians struck targets beyond Sumy as well.
Firefighters battled blazes in Odessa after overnight strikes. At least 9 people were injured in the attacks, which was carried out with drones. The Ukrainian military's general staff reports in the space of 24 hours, Russia had launched one missile and 128 airstrikes at targets across the whole country.
The continuing Russian aggression comes as the U.S. tries to broker an end to the war in Ukraine. Talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program may be ready to leave the Middle East. An unnamed Italian source says the next round will take place in Rome. Also at SRNnews.com, questions about security surrounding the Pennsylvania governor's mansion after an arsonist broke in and started a fire. No injuries, 38-year-old suspect under arrest. Wall Street futures have, so far, been sharply higher this morning as President Trump stands by his policy on tariffs, insisting that any short-term pain will be more than offset by long-term gain for America.
Nobody should be so rigid. We will. You have to have a certain flexibility. And we're doing really well, and financially our country is going to be stronger than it's ever been.
The president has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, but says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors and computer chips. The Dow futures up 470 points. This is SRN News. Holy Week is here.
It started with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant arrival in Jerusalem. Some Christian denominations mark each day in some fashion, but most single out Maundy Thursday in honor of the Last Supper, and of course Good Friday, marking the day that Christ was crucified. It all culminates with Easter Sunday, when most of the 2.4 billion Christians on earth will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of a 104-year-old Pasadena synagogue that was burned down in the Los Angeles fires in January are celebrating Passover as best they can. Many community members lost more than just their homes in the fires. They also lost special items that are commonly used during the traditional holiday dinner. Another synagogue in the area and a nonprofit have launched efforts to replace these items for the fire victims. In many cases, these were heirlooms brought over by family members who had survived the Holocaust. This is SRN News. Did you know they have assisted living for aging zoo animals?
At the zoo in Barcelona, Spain, they're caring for a 40-year-old African elephant. The Barcelona Zoo specializes in geriatric care for aging animals. Zookeeper Jose Maria Santa Maria says the geriatric animals arrive from places where they've had troubled lives, so they require extra care and constant attention. Martin Sordan, CEO of the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, says under human care, many species have a longer lifespan than their counterparts in the wild.
This is what is actually pushing us to have to develop more research and improve practices, because we're having to care for animals that, as you were saying, in nature probably they will be victims of predators, or they would die of hunger or diseases.
I'm Donna Water.
Rory McIlroy has won the Masters. More details, SRNnews.com.